Hi, this is Veronica Entwistle, and you've tuned into Radiance by Design. I almost said Paradigm Shifters because I was thinking about it. Radiance by Design is a show about you. It's a show where you and I get to interact with my guides and angels, with my team of energy beings who are helping coach us through times of tremendous evolution, times of big change, the big shift on the planet. It's so exciting, and one of the main premises of our changes is the guides keep saying, 95% of the job is about clearing. So you and I, Howes, were actually programmed by heaven only knows what, ourselves, our lineage, our souls, other people's feelings at any given time, and yet we're working into what's always been heralded as our free choice, as our free spirit, as our ability to make choices. And to actually consciously create the world that we want, the life that we want, create ourselves, create our reality. Wow, that's a big job. And sometimes when we have visions about what kind of reality we want to create, we get our visions snagged on stuff that happened before. Like we have pools and streams of reactions that came from other experiences. And it's really wise for us to learn to stop, bring those feelings up, and release them. And these days, guess what? They move very fast. Remember, you and I are vibrational vehicles of light. And if we want to change our frequency in order to get to a higher and higher frequency level and much more sovereign over creating our reality, clearing is 95% of the job. It's very exciting. And I love doing this show. This show is my service to you. Free call-ins on your life and what's going on, teaching you some of the latest tidbits that I've learned or I've learned from some of the people I interview on Paradigm Shifters. And I'm learning for myself in order to do conscious evolution. My last guest was Steve Behrman on Paradigm Shifters, and my next guest is going to be Bruce Lipton. And they cooperatively wrote a book called Spontaneous Evolution. And the theory that they propound, which is really, really encouraging, is that we as a species, with all of our programmings, collectively have in us the ability to activate a conscious unfoldment of our cellular structure and our DNA so that our whole entire species evolves. And we know that this is a time on the planet and in our solar system and in the universe where energy is moving faster and faster, frequencies are moving up, and we hear all stuff about 2012, which to me is just a reference time to when our frequencies are moving up faster to change our relationship to time, space. And in that faster motion is actually a lot of magic for you and I. It's the magic of being able to heal yourself, the magic of being able to create your reality more easily, more delightfully. But what we have to do to harness or corral that magic or those higher frequency energies is to be intentional, to focus, to clear like mad, and then create in your mind's eye the visions of what it is you want, and in your body, mind, emotional self, the feelings of what it is you want. I love this time. It's crazy because the paradoxes are existing in flagrant, multicolored doodah. But in any case, what I meant by that is that is the magic moving fast? It really is. Is the polarity, is the opposite moving fast? Yeah, it kind of is too. So we're being challenged to look at both sides of every coin and then move as swiftly as we can to raise our frequencies and redesign our future. So I thought we would talk about our own conscious evolution in between interviews with Steve Behrman and Bruce Lipton and their talk about spontaneous evolution. Frankly, I don't know about you, but I feel really excited to say that it is built in ourselves, it's built in our DNA for us to move consciously to a higher level of beingness. How do you feel about that? I'm hoping you're going to call in today. And what I like to do, I should say this evening, what I love to do is start off with a meditation. This will be our sacred geometric meditation in which we go through creating high energy fields in and around ourselves, creating a space in which we can do some wonderful experiments, creations, healing work, and so on. And we can move through some big changes. And remember, the space that we create with our sacred geometrics is a space that you and I can create at any point in our day or night in order to enhance our own personal evolution. Today we're talking about evolution. So let's call in the sacred structures and our healing team, and let's all evolve something that we choose personally within ourselves. Let's evolve together. I like to think of Radiance by Design as a call-in radio show where those of you who call in say something that's really, pithy in your own personal evolution. But there are a lot of people out there who are resonating with you and learning about their own personal growth, either through empathy or some reflection or perception of what you're going through. But it really does create community, doesn't it? The other thing we're learning is that as we grow and change, it is very, very important for us to develop first and maintain community consciousness. Because this is the time of the shift. And the more people that are involved in the shift at the same time, the more people that are intending something at the same time, the faster these waves just really approach a much higher level of reality for all of us, for everyone, even the ones that are not involved. So I'm going to ask you to take a couple of deep breaths, and in those deep breaths, you're going to change where you've been toxic and release yourself and become much freer. And in that freedom, we can create our reality better, can't we? One more. And above your head, perhaps 2 miles, see a golden ball, and below your spine, maybe 40 feet, another golden ball, and drop your filament of light from the upper golden ball through your spine into the lower golden ball. Now many of you, I know I can do this, and I know a lot of you can do this, you actually feel that filament of light run right through your spine. And now from the upper golden ball, drop a four-sided pyramid to about waist height and about 20 feet away from your body. And see the golden lines of that pyramid. And now upside down, point to point, meeting that pyramid, another golden pyramid, but it's upside down, and its lower point meets the lower golden ball. And now inside of that, create yourself a crystal ball. The outside edges of the crystal ball touch the inside edges of your structure, your octahedron. Look at the colors in there. And inside of that, there you are. And you're in a star tetrahedron. That's a three-dimensional Star of David. And I'd like you to spin and spin and spin in that star. And as you spin, it looks like the Merkaba. The Merkaba is the light body. The Merkaba is the light body that transforms you throughout the universe, carries you from place to place. And whilst you're spinning in the magical Merkaba, take a look at the screen in front of you. There's a magical screen in front of you, and on that we're going to place movies of what it is we want to create. The first one is you creating yourself. However you want to be. And I always say this, I want to be multidimensional. I want to be able to move at will through dimensions. I want to come from the heart. And I see myself and feel myself and experience myself on this magical screen. Good. And when you can really get the sense of, you don't have to do what I do, just do something that you yourself want to create. Now wrap that in light so it can continue to perk up there on your magical screen. And let's move to the next one, which is a little movie all about yourself and what it is you want to create in the world. This can be home and family. This can be a book. This can be a building. This can be some project, a business, whatever it is you want. And see yourself creating it. See the resources coming to you. See yourself reaching out and plucking those resources from a very plentiful reality. Good work. And then see this project sustaining itself beautifully and the resources flowing to you from all over. You've probably been beating some bushes and trying to connect the pieces anyway. Things just start flowing, and you see that whatever it takes to sustain your project keeps on flowing. And there you are in the middle of it, and you can feel, see, know, and understand yourself, maybe even smell something about being quite happy, creative, content, you know, and productive in terms of helping the species evolve. Nah. I just want to say, oh, it's a blast. Now wrap it in light. Good. And now the next one is going to be our Galactic Healing Center. And we're going to call up your healing team. And have that team stand round the table, a healing table, like a massage table or a healing table or a chair, whatever your preference is. And take a look at your team. Who are they? One of my dear friends always sees them as the people that are working in her business, so that's okay. I see them as kind of multidimensional characters, and I have some ETs, probably Jackie Salvitti's influence, but maybe my own influence. I see some ETs, I see angelic beings, I see some very strange characters with interesting powers. Who do you see? Now, the first person that we lay on that table is ourselves. So lay down there for a moment. And if you have a problem, ask the team for some help. And if you don't have anything specific, let them tell you what needs to be doing. And then ask them to show you how to do it. Perhaps you have your eyes closed and they're just working on you. Mm-hmm. Very interesting. What are they showing you? Mm-hmm. And what are they doing for you? Okay. And now take a minute and ask them if there's anything that they could advise you to do for yourself to keep your evolution going. Aww, you may want to write that down. It's very sweet. Mine was funny, I'll tell you. It said, let yourself be light and free more easily. Let yourself be playful. Something to do with the inner child being locked down to a degree. Mm-hmm. Bob might flip about that since I am a bit goofy at times already. Now wrap that in light and ask the team, thank you very much, and ask the team to replicate itself around a fresh table. And then who would you like to bring in? I'm bringing in a wonderful woman over in the UK, and she's had a hip replacement, and she's suffering terribly. It really seems to be a much more difficult surgery. So I'm asking them to work with her. Yeah. And so they're immediately... And so who are you asking? I don't mean to dominate the stage here. And ask for help for your person or persons. Okay. And with my being, what is your team doing? With my being, they're pulling out stressors. Yes. Because even though it's a hip replacement, she has a lot of other emotion locked into her body. Mm-hmm. And they're pulling it out. And one of them is a very short and very unusual being. And he's got kind of a vacuum hose thing that's a part of his structure. And he's pulling a lot of emotional energy from her body. And I can see each vertebrae. Very interesting. our bodies are really interesting, aren't they? They sort of store tons of trauma. So when you have a surgery or something, it doesn't just work with that particular issue. There's other issues that can be cleared during that healing. So we're infusing her with light, and I'm asking the team to do what they do, because I don't direct this. I just watch it. Yeah. And then we wrap it in light and ask it to continue to help my friend in the UK. And then we set up another table and have the team replicate themselves again. And then ask who would like to come in. Either you have someone to choose, or someone chooses to come in. Somebody just chose to come into mine. He came to yours. And ask them what they need. Okay. And now we ask the team to work away on this person, whoever you've got there. And also ask what it is this person could learn from. Can they give these persons, maybe you have two or three, can they give some point that this person could work on to help with his own evolution? Oh. Yeah. You know, and sometimes it's worth jotting a little note, and then you can perhaps tell this person what it is they could work on. Sometimes you can't do that. It might be offensive. And now wrap this being in light. I know he's going to get a wonderful healing. And then thank the team. Oh, there's one more. I like to do something political. So you choose a political scenario that you yourself would like to see created on the planet. What would that be? And let's ask for help as we create that political scenario. I'm having fun because I suddenly realized that what I'd like to do is lift the frequency of all the major players in the world economic and political systems. Wouldn't that be neat? Because I believe you change the energy, change the reality, and boy, oh boy, if people had a higher perspective, we could do a win-win, feed the world, clear the water, build that huge membrane around the world that could stabilize the atmosphere. Oh my, there's a lot that people are already doing. So let's just see what would happen. Let's just send some light through the pink light through the chest. Draw pink light in from the universe. Bring it in through the top of your head and run it through your chest and love it. And send this ribbon of pink light out to the Pentagon, to all the individuals in the American administration, and then to the various countries that are in some kind of turmoil, trauma, panic, illness, and sent it to some key figures. Different parts of the world, all over the world, and send that pink light to touch the hearts and the cellular structure of animals, so that they're protected and supported in the big changes in the world. And send that pink light all over the world so it literally kisses the edges of all the planet and rises above the Earth as far as the atmosphere goes. So if you're an ET coming toward it, coming into our dimension, you'd see this amazing pink glow. I don't think the Earth glows pink normally out there. But it does with us. And now bring that pink light back around and into your chest. And absolutely fill yourself with light. Because to be a beacon of light is what it's all about, isn't it? And have the courage to maintain the light. All right, now move back into balance yourself out. And again, we've closed the healing room, or we're in the process of closing it, whichever order you're doing it in. And then jump into your star tetrahedron and spin and spin and spin and get your Merkaba going. And bring your light-filled beingness back into this place with me now. Oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, I think that was very productive. We're going to see results in the evolution of the species all over the place. There's a lot of people working on evolution these days. It's really exciting. And again, I like to say about the Behrman-Lipton thing that, holy mackerel, I just love that in all their research they said that evolution was built into our cells, built into our DNA, and built into the species. That means if we fall asleep periodically, lo and behold, it's going to happen anyway, right? All right, so if we're going to take, I decided that we would talk today about what evolution really does mean to us, and can we do it consciously? I think we have to do it consciously. And I'd like you to call in about what's in your life, what seems to be stuck, and how can we shift that. To me, evolution really means getting in charge of things like our subconscious, which is full of old programming and so on. And if we can get in charge with that, of that programming and change it, lift it, and transform it, and become much more conscious, instead of being programmed, we will become more and more self-created. And I don't think it's that hard. It's just being diligent all the time and being on top of it. So if you'd like to call in and talk about how you're evolving and how it is you'd like to evolve and what do you know about evolving or anything else, call 888-815-9756. 888-815-9756. Now let's see here. What we're talking about, I wrote a bunch of notes before we started the show so that I could be really succinct, but you know what, I can't read my own handwriting, so we're going to have to wander through this with a little humor, darling. So one of the goals of the species are to evolve out of a competitive society into a reality that suits all, that feeds all, that supports all. That is a very big win-win. You know, when you're in a competitive society, what the basic premise is if I have it, you don't. And if you have it, I don't. So then our ire comes up, doesn't it? And it's really interesting because in the biblical stuff, they've talked about that right from the beginning. Remember Cain and Abel? The brothers that were children of Adam and Eve. Depends what you believe, but that's what we read in the Bible. And they were competitive, and they fought to the death. And it's like, hasn't that been a foundational belief structure in our society? So it's sort of interesting to think of if you're feeling competitive. And my recommendation is that when we say 95% of the job is clearing, it's really important to be looking at competition in yourself at any given time. So say you're talking to somebody on the phone and you're thinking you're having a really good friendly conversation, but deep down you're feeling worse and worse, okay? So deep down you know that you're picking up something that's either threatening or is competing, or you're coming up with a competition, or you're beginning to feel less than. That's the time to really think of dropping into yourself, calling in your guides and angels and your higher self, and asking to feel that feeling, exaggerate it, and command total release. Because the more we do that, the more we drop more deeply into who we really are. Remember, you're the only one in the universe that's your job, right? And so there is no competition for your job if you're the only one in the universe. So I'm saying to you that it's really helpful to go in there and really appreciate when those feelings come up. Because if we live in a competitive world, it's again a little bit of who gets the most marbles gets to grab them and go home. But we're really moving into a time where people are going to find a way to feed the species. And that's really a lot different than trying to grab as many marbles as possible. We're trying to engineer seeds so that instead of them reproducing themselves, they have to be bought from a certain company so that they get more marbles, right? So one of the other things of evolution, let me see here, I've got my little list. Well, one of the main things that we've talked about a lot, but we're going to talk about again, are the archetypes. What is it to be male and what is it to be female? And what we're finding is that the divine feminine is coming up more and more on the planet. And how does it show itself? It shows itself in the feminine power. That is the power of our intuition, of our nurturing, talking about feeding the planet, of being less competitive, being more community conscious. I just thought of thinking about makeup and hairdos, because that certainly is going on too. I hurt myself a while back. You know, we were in the structures, and I was talking about a woman in the UK who had a new hip put in, a hip replacement. And I hurt myself recently, and I had had a lot of physical violence as a small person. And even though I've worked on myself, those things, as most of you know, they don't, whether it's physical, mental, emotional, or spiritual, don't just go away. They're in there. So even though I had a simple injury because I fell, when I was being worked on by a really wonderful healer, what he said was, you have old emotional violence reactions in the base of your spine and on your hip that are poking up through the injury, okay, like little piercing slivers. See, what's really interesting about that is this woman in the UK has got this hip replacement, has been through a whole lot in her life. So even though it's simply a hip replacement, I don't know if that's ever simple, but anyway, even though it's that, what she's got also is a whole lot of old reactions from difficulties in her life and frustrations and losses of support and betrayals and da-da-da-da-da that are still poking up in her body. That's why clearing is 95% of the job, because in the healing, in the actual physical healing, that kind of clearing comes up for one more round, and the physical healing actually increases in its rate of healing. So it's really a very interesting thing. We're talking about the evolution and the evolution of the feminine. The feminine is nurturing and supportive and really rises itself through us all, male and female. And what happens is you can get softer and freer and more self-loving. And again, in turn, that makes us more healed and much more powerful. So one of the things that I did about my healing, which I think is very interesting given the feminine, is I went to see a fellow in Vancouver who's a really brilliant man from Taiwan, and he's got his computer science degrees from Cambridge or Oxford. Is it Cambridge? Anyway, he came up with a whole system, a Qigong system. And in this system, I walked into his place. I was kind of crippled up and using a cane and so on. And the way he works with energy, he calls it the feminine. He calls his Qigong system the original yin. And he says his whole place is about feminine energy. So he's got you using gym machines and so on, but they're all soft and flowing. And 1 hour with him, and I didn't need a cane anymore. I had healed a tremendous amount of actual physical injury. But he was explaining even yesterday, because I went back again for a treat of another experience, he was explaining this whole thing is feminine. You can move from machine to machine to machine. And what it does is it nurtures and it softens and it supports our bodies to flow into, what would it be called, a stasis, or to flow into the natural relaxed balance that a little kid would have before he's taken on a whole bunch of the world. And that's what he's calling the original yin or the feminine. The other thing about his place, even though there's all these machines for working your chi, you walk in and you can feel the nurturing vibration there. It's just amazing. He says the whole world's going to get like that. The other thing he does that's really amazing is when you're going through a process of working your energy that way, he plays the piano. And he uses the piano to nurture the energy flows and the changing energy flows. It's really fascinating. But anyway, it's very clear that it's a feminine approach to healing and getting fit. He even claims you can develop a six-pack on your belly or your abdomen if you want to. So I'm just saying that there's an example of somebody who's working with the shifting consciousness, that our healing depends on releasing a lot of those more strident reactions that have been stored in our body and are limiting our ability to find fruitfulness in our years of life on the planet. When we get more feminine, I wonder what it's going to be like. Call in with your comments, 888-815-9756. So then the other thing we're going to talk about is the male. I've had a lot of guests on Paradigm Shifters, including my own guides, who've been talking about how the male himself is really going through a huge difficulty on the planet at this time. Not only is the feminine energy rising and the feminine side of our psyche or the feminine side of our beingness is taking its rightful place as a balancing, nurturing force, a lot of guys are finding in the collapse of businesses and so on that how they remain powerful on the planet is very, very challenging. So a lot of guys, at least, you know, it depends what age group you're in. I don't know that many really young men that I can say this about. Yeah, I do, actually. Yes. There's a lot of young boys that have no fathering impact on them that's really helping them find their way, find a role model in the world. There's a lot of split homes. There's a lot of dads that are missing. There are a lot of broken dads that don't really have much to teach their boys about what the future of the male is to be. And it's really interesting. I love The Peaceful Warrior, which is a story about a kid who's a party animal and meets an older man who teaches him how to be very shamanic about healing a tremendous injury. But the injury was key. What happened is he was really out of control with his ego. He was very handsome and so on. And then he was a gymnast, and he smashed his leg something fierce. And in the smashing of his leg, everything that he knew about himself had to break apart. And that the heroics that he had of being a party animal and being a very handsome gymnast and all that kind of thing were meaningless. And so he learned that he had to develop his consciousness, and he had to develop his focus, and he actually, in turn, developed the use of his chi to recreate who he was. But what he created was a much more balanced and harmonious male-female version of self. It's a wonderful movie. It's a wonderful book if you haven't read it. A lot of guys who had retirement, as a friend of mine said, it's very interesting when the big economic crash happened last year. There's a lot of men in their 60s, 70s, and even 80s who had lived their whole life sacrificing who they were in order to have a secure job and then to have retirement, and then they lost their retirement, some of them, in this crash. But the biggest irony and the biggest sadness was that a lot of those people in that convention had not learned who they were. So not only was there a crash, but all the identities that were perched on their security or the success that they had by having their retirement, all of that was blown apart. Like, who were they? And it's a really interesting thing to contemplate. So these are the kinds of evolutionary realities that are going on in our system. The other part of it is that there are many new structures coming up. And with the balancing of the male and female, the feminine side of the male psyche is able to come up and help restore a much more whole sense of self. So anyway, the male is up for a huge redefinition, and it's not going to be allowed that there's this kind of dominant subservient model anymore. It's not going to be acceptable in businesses and so on. It's still going on a fair amount, but it's not going to be acceptable in a while. People are just not going to be willing to live that way, and that means that the male has to stop relying on, what is it, the macho thing, or the guy who makes the most, or the guy who has the greatest muscles and so on. So it's a lot of guys going through a reorganization of who they are. And the real issue is having to teach the little boys and young boys to find out who they are at a much younger age so they can be fully formed and step into an adult life with a much different role model or a much different prototype than ever has been done before. So it's male and female. Now, how can we be really conscious of that? I think that finding that a lot of what we learn in meditation, of moving back and finding that releasing our hard-driving selves, releasing the ambition, there's a certain kind of ambition that is a natural flow of becoming who we really are and doing our creativity and so on. I think that's really wonderful. There's another kind of ambition that means that I have to get above everyone else. I have to be really competitive. And again, it's like dropping inside and asking yourself, what is the motivation of what it is you want to do? Is that to be better than other people, or is this to be the truth of yourself? It's really quite an interesting thing, isn't it? Like, there's a lot of women who ran out to get jobs, and and a lot of us sit and chuckle about it. We ran out to get jobs at a time when it wasn't really acceptable, and then it got acceptable and so on, and some of them outdid the men. And the next thing, they were getting heart conditions, and they were getting a lot of the male diseases and so on. And everybody was frustrated, not everybody, but a lot of people were frustrated because it was harder to raise the kids, and nobody had time, and people had no time to soften themselves. And there was a real intense, ambitious drive, speaking of what was success, that wasn't exactly what we had in mind when we raced out the door to get the job. So that means that what we want to do is really drop inside in a state of meditation and ask ourselves, what does the term success mean? What does it mean to be a success? What happens to you when you ask that question to yourself? Is it how much money you make? Is it how secure your job is? Sometimes it's been that way, isn't it? Is it how... So I have this... quite often I play this little game. If I take the word and I chew it, yum, 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 success, 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 success. And I believe that in the unfolding of consciousness and the evolution on our planet, that word's going to have a very, very different meaning. What do you think of it when you think of the word success? Do you think of a determination, or do you think of an unfoldment? I think probably for me there's a... Because my guides will do it this way. They'll suddenly go, okay, look at what success is to you. And sometimes it means you've almost got your dukes up inside of yourself, and you're pushing and you're pushing to make it out of the crowd and stand out, all of that. If that's what your term, your success is, that's not necessarily going to meet the new paradigm, as well as dropping inside, feeling what it is to be successful, releasing the stuff that's against other people, I guess is the way to put it. The stuff that makes you so determined you can't think straight, the stuff that keeps you awake and so on, that isn't necessarily success. So then it's reframing. What is success? So come on, you guys, you're not even going to call in. Am I going to have to do this whole page, even though I can't even read it very well? I guess that would be success too, wouldn't it? Because the success for me right now would be to, like a lot of you, would be to feel, be, and see, and send out waves of consciousness through this radio show, that they can be out there and help be a part of a shifting field, a dynamic field of change amongst humanity. All right, so then let's go to the money thing. What does money mean to you? We've heard many, many times that money is energy exchange. But it's really funny. I had a big mistake in the bank the other day, and it had a whole bunch of money more in my account than I should have had. So I knew it was a typographical error, but know what? I felt better. I chuckled and I went, "Ah, that's such a good example of when you feel like you have quite a bit of material support around you. You actually feel safer." So it really helped me to understand that that imaginative part of my nature was real. I mean, under those circumstances, it was real. My intellect knew that it wasn't real, but I felt better. I thought, well, maybe I'd just like to leave that mistake in my bank account right now just to look at it regularly, because it would probably make me feel richer and feel more successful. Money is a very interesting thing. Oh, I'm glad you called. You're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Veronica. This is Ellen calling from Santa Cruz.
And how you doing?
I'm okay, but you know, I'm finding that I have that same problem you were talking about men having to redefine themselves. When I retired from my job as a nurse, and now that I no longer have a stream of income, and then with the financial downturn and having unstructured time, I'm finding that I really do have to redefine myself, and I'm having difficulty. And when I think about success for me is finding harmony and balance, and that comes from finding the peace within, but that's what I'm having the hardest trouble with, is finding the peace within.
Are you scared?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I think that's the biggest problem, isn't it?
I think probably fear plays a really big part.
And you know, that's interesting. Go ahead.
Go ahead.
Well, I'm just watching you going, okay, so it's like free-floating and fear. That's what's going on with you. And I want to say that, first of all, you have a terrific amount of change going on, like all these little bubbling changes, and your own personal evolution is very guided and very strong. And you're a pretty young retiree, aren't you?
Yes, I'm 59.
Yeah, because I see that you're going to actually develop with probably two, maybe three other people over the next 2 years, some way of serving, which is going to give you more confidence, more use of your skills, strategic use of your skills. And it's very kind of not alternative. It's a very evolutionary flow. So it's something to do with helping people. But it isn't the normal nursing. You're a normal nurse, were you?
I was a psychiatric nurse.
Well, that's a pretty powerful thing to be, isn't it?
I don't want to be it anymore.
Well, honey, does it make sense to you to have that you will be considering a style of working with people that actually helps people be empowered? And there's like three or four of you setting up either a little, I don't know if it's a clinic or just a gathering of people that works with groups of people in different places. And it seems like it touches and taps something that's inside of you. It touches and taps, like turns on a spigot of something inside of you, which has a great deal of understanding of how people could unfold. I'm not going to say you work only with seniors, but you're going to have an understanding of how to bring people that might be I don't want to say, okay, they're not necessarily really sick, but they're living lives that aren't very empowering, and you're going to help them be more empowered by who they are. I see you helping them restructure things, how they think, how they feel, and people get well. And it's not psychiatric, it's like physical, but it's holistic is what it is. I want to call it, it's not alternative. It's too close to reality for that, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And then you're going to feel less scared because you're going to work in tangent with several other people, and you guys have got a stream of income with it.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Does that sound good or not?
That sounds good. You know, I was looking at my physical body and thinking, God, I'm always cold, and my legs are cold all the time. And I was just thinking, I just had this hit the other day that I have trouble standing on the earth, standing on my ground, because I'm fearful all the time. I'm standing on shaky ground in a way. And it's funny that the earthquake in California was on my birthday.
Oh, you're kidding. Isn't that interesting?
Yeah.
You know, what's interesting about you is that you have been a good worker for a long time, but you haven't actually put your own light forward. Do you know that?
Yes. Oh, I definitely feel that, yeah.
Okay. Are you working with anyone for body work?
I just I got a call from someone who's going to be doing some healing. I just got a call that I have to return, and I'm going to work with someone that our friend Jaya recommended.
Because I feel this, that there's a, hi Jaya, I love Jaya.
I know, I love her too.
But there's something about you that needs to have some kind of, I see you starting this other thing, but there's a gap between now and then. And in that gap, you seem to get connected more with your soul journey and into your body. And I see you as, are you quite thin right now?
I'm thinner than I have been, and yes. I've gained a little bit more weight, but yes, I am thinner than I've been.
You're going to round out. I don't mean you're going to have to get chubby, but you're going to round out over the next year in every way, shape, and form. And that is like, yeah, and it's going to be like you got drained a lot in your work, darling, and you kept yourself together. In fact, I did a reading for someone this morning whose energy looks similar, that you guard yourself by keeping yourself, your energy fields pulled in away from interaction with other people. You're going to poof that out and start sending out your own special light, which is really powerful, actually, and very soft, very feminine. You have a very feminine energy. Do you know that?
I think so. Yeah, I think so. I feel like I'm not utilizing it, though, so it's frustrating for me.
Yeah, I'm giving you a year. You are going to access it because you've got somebody helping you with body work, and that's really crucial. But you're going to find that something, you need this time off of work, and that something in you gets triggered, and you start gaining, I know you're very intuitive, but you're going to start gaining a much higher concept of yourself and the rapport between your inner and your role here on the planet. And you're going to be with like three, sometimes four other women doing this work in about a year, and it's going to be just very rewarding for you. You're going to love it, girl.
That sounds great.
And you know what? You're never going to retire because you'll just do it when you want to do it. Who's going to retire from that?
Right. I don't feel like I have to be retired. I just want to find a passion, you know?
Well, the passion has to start with you. What I mean is there's a passion in you, but it's kind of held back in a state of what you called fear. And I'm saying on self-protection and defense, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And if you can just stay with that and be with that, it will start to uncurl and release itself, and you'll find that that natural, I like to say the divine pulse of your soul is like the grass that cracks the sidewalk. I used to say that all the time. And you have this divinity in you that's got this wonderful, playful, feminine light that when it starts puffing out, gives you this really soft, rounded light that touches other people. And you're not going to be afraid when you're in that. Does that make sense?
That sounds good. I want to let go of the fear, but I'm just, I think the body work will help, absolutely. But I've just been stuck in it for a very long time.
Well, you know what? Let me know how it goes, but I really feel this, that if you could really stay in touch with it for a bit and let it unravel, you're going to find yourself opening. But get to your body work. And thank you for the braveness of your call, Ellen.
Thank you so much, Veronica. I appreciate it.
All right. Bless your heart. We have another caller. Let's talk to you before our time's up.
I think it was me that got chubby.
You're looking pretty good, girl.
Thank you.
You
know what I've been wanting to remember? I've been doing so much clearing of past yucky lives that I really want to remember a life where I was successful. You think you could help me do that?
Yeah, I see one where you were quite a dancer and you were hilarious and you were actually in a small village. It must have been way back, but you look like you've got bouffanti skirts on and so on. And you're dancing and playing, and you've really got people going. But you're in a leadership role in a playful, dancey way. I see she's got, it's probably around 17-something. And let me see. And you seem to have found it. Now, I don't think you were drinking and carrying on, but you look like you were, you look like you're partying, but you're not partying to party. You're partying to engage other people in their own joie de vivre. And you look like you had a wonderful time in that life. I don't think it was a long life, but you loved it.
That feels wonderful.
And you touched other people a great deal.
Yeah, that's what success kind of feels like to me, too. Well, I say it all the time, to do work that I love that helps other people or helps the planet in some way.
And you know what? It should make us laugh a lot, shouldn't it?
Yeah, when you were saying to goof off and be silly, that feels really, really good.
Yeah, I think it's really important. So I don't know the whole picture, and I have to go because it's too late now to go very far into it. But the scene that I saw you in was so delightful. You have pantaloons on and
dance.
A bouffant skirt. Well, go and change it.
I'm going to go there. I'm going to try to find that life and tune into that feeling.
And the guides are saying that that's a wonderful question for anybody to ask that question. Just clear yourself and ask to be shown, pray to be shown something, and it might take a while, but usually you'll get some images that really touch you. You've had a number of lives that were very successful.
Aww.
So we expect a little report back.
Okay, I will. Thank you, and blessed be.
And to you, many blessings.
Many
and this
blessings.
Is Veronica Entwistle saying, I have to say goodnight to you for now. At top of the hour, I'm going to be with Jackie Salvitti and ET Healing and Explorations in Consciousness, and we're going to talk with the team tonight. I get to ask them a lot of questions, but they're going to go into what's really going on out there tonight. You know, they're amazing. We never quite know where they're going to go, but believe me, it's always an expanded awareness of our empowerment as beings on the planet. What's all this clearing about? My last caller said she's been clearing and clearing. I've been clearing and clearing, too. And as Jackie will tell you, there's a lot of clearing that goes on in her work that just leads you to more clearing, but a greater, greater understanding of what we all are. We're an amazing species. And don't forget, next Tuesday, I'm going to have Bruce Lipton on Paradigm Shifters, Bruce Lipton of Biology of Belief, who's really, he's broken down a lot of the principles that used to be keep people in a tourniquet in science and really taught us a lot about spontaneous evolution. He and Swami Beyondananda, Steve Behrman, have written his latest book, Spontaneous Evolution. So please tune in at 8 o'clock next Tuesday to hear Swami Beyondananda. I'm sorry, I already did him. It's Bruce Lipton. Please tune in next week. Now, my name is Veronica Entwistle. I'm an intuitive and energy counselor. I love to do work helping people shift out of old belief structures and into who they really can be. We do a lot of explorational, healing, creative work, and so on. If you'd like a session with me, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, Veronica at veronicaentwistle.com, no H in Entwistle. And I'm now developing, finding my Facebook pages. So sign up with me, become a fan, and we'll be in touch. Much love, many blessings, and thank you for belonging to the Radiance by Design community. See you in 4 minutes.